You may have heard people say that as many as half of all households with Americans 55 and older have no retirement savings at all. The source for this statement is none other than the U.S. Government Accountability Office, or GAO. Indeed, according to the Federal Reserve's Survey of Consumer Finance for 2013, 53% of households aged 55 to 64 had savings in retirement accounts. Based on that, the GAO is absolutely correct. But it's important to remember that that represents a narrow view of retirement savings. There are other savings vehicles beyond retirement accounts. One could argue that one's own home represents a source of retirement savings. Moreover, the percentage of near retirees with retirement accounts has been at near record highs. As indicated by Forbes, the 53% figure for 2013 is statistically indistinguishable from the record figure of 54% recorded in 2004. Retirement account ownership in 2013 was more than double the 22% rate in 1989. If having a retirement account is one's only measure of retirement income adequacy, then Americans nearing retirement today are in better shape. In addition, some Americans have traditional defined benefit pensions. For instance, 22 million Americans work for federal, state, or local governments. Many of them have traditional pensions rather than retirement accounts, representing another important source of savings. For WYPR, I'm Anibon Basu.